The Catechism says that baptism is not just plain water. But it is water. Water connected with God's word, included in God's command. Why water? Is it because it's so common? Is it because it's associated with washing? I've always enjoyed the sound. The sound of water during a baptism. Is water used because it's connected with so many of our senses? The ears and the eyes and the touch. Why water? To help answer that question, I enlisted the aid of my daughter Beth's fourth grade class from Word of Life Lutheran School. I asked them this question. What are some things that you can do with water? And I got a variety of answers. Good answers, thoughtful answers. Some of the kids focused on how precious water is. Precious for life. You can drink it. You use it to water plants. It keeps animals alive. One of the kids simply said that goldfish live in water. Water is precious for life. Think of a desert. Just wind and sand. A barren, desolate wasteland, no water, no life. Add a little bit of water and plants start to grow. Animals flourish. Water is precious for life. And then some of the kids said that water is useful. You wash, you bathe, you take a shower. You can rinse off an apple before you eat it. Water is useful for making electricity or coffee and tea. Firemen use it to put out a fire. And one of the kids said that when water is frozen, you can build an igloo, a useful place in a very cold climate. Yes, it's useful. It cleanses, it combines with other things for just about everything we use in our life. It freezes, it steams. Water is useful. And then some of the kids said how fun water can be. Water balloons, water parks, swimming, water guns, blowing bubbles. In a glass of water. Some of them said that you can make a tornado with water. You stick a pencil in a glass and you twirl it around and it becomes a tornado. One of the kids said that you can make your parents mad with water. And then there was the one I had to ask my daughter Beth about. Somebody wrote, you can give wet willies. What are wet willies? Wet willies are when you get the end of your finger wet and you stick it in the classmate's ear and twirl it all around. That's a wet willy. Yes, water can be fun. Water is precious. It's useful. It's joyous. Perhaps that's why it's used in baptism. Of course, baptism is more than just plain water. It's water combined with God's word, included in God's command, and the children knew that as well. You see, I asked them another question. I asked them, what makes baptism so important to you? And again, they gave answers. Answers only children can give, powerful yet simple answers of how precious, how useful, how joyous baptism is. Really is. One of the girls said baptism is important because they use the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in it. She knew. She knew it's included in God's command, combined with God's word, the name of the triune God. And as for Precious, listen to these answers. Baptism is what made me a child of God. It made me Christian. You are welcomed into God's house. We have forgiveness. We have Jesus. Baptism is important to me because I'm a part of God. I have new life, and He has a place for me. Precious indeed. Baptism, water, God's word. The children say, welcome us into God's family. And as for useful, here's some more answers. I'll be offered to God when I die, so I'll be able to see my mom and dad in heaven. Baptism is important because now I know that I'm pure in God. And because you are a child of God and other people are children of God. Useful indeed. It brings others into the church. It brings life and salvation. It makes us clean in God's sight. And as for fun, let's change that to joyous. And here's some answers. Baptism makes me a child of God. It makes me feel special. But I know that when I die, I'll go to heaven. Now I know I'm a child of God. It feels great, and I want to share it with the rest of the world. Baptism is important because it tells me I will be with Jesus. Joyous indeed. Baptism, water, God's word, the children say, means we will be with Jesus forever. Baptism is precious. It is useful. It is joyous. I was reminded of that just a couple weeks ago when I was up at Grace Lutheran Chapel in North St. Louis. The pastor there is David Groth. He's about 6 feet, 6 inches tall. And he did a baptism one Sunday morning while I was there. And when that baptism was over, he took the child and he held it up high and walked right down into the midst of the people and said, this child is now a child of God. Welcome into God's family. At that moment, once again, I saw how precious, how useful, how joyous baptism really is. But of course, all of this is possible only because Jesus came long ago as the King of Glory. But I'll let the children tell you this morning that good news of Advent. Their voices will sing of David's son, Savior and brother, Lamb of salvation who gave himself for us. He conquered sin and death, rose again, and offers to us in baptism this heavenly vision. Yes, we'll listen to their voices as they tell us once again how Jesus makes our baptismal waters so precious, so useful, and so joyous.